If you have your Bibles, let us turn to the book of James. We're going to read from verse 1 to 12.
今天我们要读的经文是1章1节到12节。
Let's look at the book of James, which is after the book of Hebrews.
雅各书在希伯来书后面。James
chapter 1 verse 1. This is God's word. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass, he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Thus ends the reading of God's word.
一章一节，这是神的话语。一章一节，做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请赞助十二支派之人的安。我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当从中使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。 你们中间若有缺少智慧的，当求应当求那厚赐你众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得到什么。心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定性。卑微的弟兄，应该喜乐。 就该喜乐，富足的降杯也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就没了，就消没了。那富足的人，在他所行的事上也要做一个衰残。忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许。
Let me pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray and come before you, asking that you would now speak to us through the Spirit.
主啊，你来到你面前，求主向我们说话，求主通过你的圣灵向我们说话。
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit may now teach us from your word and convict us from your word.
主啊，我们就求圣灵向我们教导你的话语。Pray
that this sermon, this word of God would speak to our hearts and our minds to teach us our need and reliance upon Jesus.
主啊，就求你的话教导我们在一切事上都要依赖耶稣基督。And
I pray also that the word of God may cause us to realize our need for a Savior.
主啊，我们向你求，也求你让我们知道我们需要一个救主。
So So it is in your word that we thank you and we come before you and we pray and ask all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now the book of James was written by James, not the apostle, but the brother of Jesus.
雅各书是一位雅各写的，这位雅各不是那个使徒的雅各，而是耶稣的兄弟那位雅各。
James the apostle had died at a very early stage of the ministry.
使徒雅各在这个福音事工很早的时候就死了。So
it is this James, the brother of Jesus, who wrote this letter to the dispersing Jews, meaning those Jews who live outside of Jerusalem, with the intention to encourage and to call them to persevere in their faith.
这位耶稣兄弟的雅各呢，就写信，写信，散住在外面的犹太人，也就是不住在耶路撒冷的犹太人，给他们写了一封信，在坚定勉励他们，建立他们的信心。
And some of you may know that together with Paul, the Apostle Paul and Peter, James was one of the main Christian leaders during the early church period.
我们中间或许有些人知道，和保罗和彼得在一起，雅各和他们都是早期教会的基督徒领袖。
He was a man of authority, a bishop in a church in Jerusalem.
他也是一个在教会有权柄的人，他是在
and one who is highly respected by the Christians. And we see this especially in the book of Acts. So as we learn from the book of James, one thing we can be sure is that James, it's a great book with plenty of practical lessons that are important to our Christian lives.
在我们读雅各书的时候，我们看到这雅各书是一本很伟大的书，有对我们生命、生活中有很多实用的教训。Now
James is not a book that focuses a lot on theology, but mostly on how to live as Christians, on the application side of it.
雅各书在神学上面不是很多，但是呢，它对我们生命的所
Perhaps this is why sometimes, especially in the early church, the book of James was considered somewhat controversial. And even the great Martin Luther thinks that this book of James should not be in the Bible.
那就像马丁路德呢，他也认为雅各书呢不应该在圣经里。
But of course, we know that the book of James is in the Bible today, and that is why we are going to learn from it. And James wrote extensively about some of the issues that the Christian Jews faces in his time, and offers exhortation and encouragement by directing them to gaze upon Jesus Christ.
雅各书里面呢，分享了很多那时候犹太人所面临的问题。雅各在鼓励、在勉励那些基督徒们，让他们定睛在耶稣之身，让我们通过耶稣基督知道我们的希望和我们信仰的根基。So,
such, let us consider some important points to this passage that we're learning today.
这样的话呢，让我们来看今天这个经文的重点是什么。Now
I have 4 points to share with you.
那么有四点我想跟大家分享。First,
we're going to talk about the response to trials.
那么第一点呢，我们就讲，在这个试验前面，我们应该有什么样的反应。Secondly,
we're going to talk about the need for wisdom.
第二点呢，就是我们需要智慧。Thirdly,
we're going to talk about what it looks like, what an example of a trial looks like.
那么第三呢，就是在这个试验呢，又是一个什么样的例子？我们举一个。And
finally, we're going to talk about the blessing that comes from trials.
最后一点就是这个试验有什么样的恩典。
You know, after James had written the introduction of his greeting, he went straight ahead to the practical part of his letter.
雅各先问安，然后直接就把所需要的献去生活中。He
said in verses 2-4, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds."
那么第二句就这么说，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试验中，都要以为大喜乐。For
you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
因为我知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们完全完备，毫无欠缺。So
judging by James' letters, especially just in this early part of the letter, we can see that trials are an issue to the Jews.
通过我们看这个雅各书后面的经文和这段经文，我们知道这个试验在当时基督徒确实有很大的问题。And
notice that James does not say if you meet trials, but when you meet trials, for he understood that all believers will face trials throughout their lives, and when they do, they are to consider it as a pure joy.
请注意，这里雅各没有说如果你们试到试炼，而是说当你们遇到试炼，你就怎么样。他知道所有的基督徒在我们的一生中都会遇到试炼，在这个试炼中，那我们应该怎么做呢？就应该以为是大喜乐。And
if we continue looking out at other chapters of this letter in James, we can see that there's a lot of discussion on the issue of poverty, and perhaps this is the trial that James is talking about. And the issue of poverty and wealth was discussed in chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 5.
贫穷和有财富在二章、五章、一章都讲了。So
if this is a trial that is an issue to the Jews, how is it that James can tell them to consider this trial as a joy?
那如果贫穷是个试验，那雅各这里就在教导那时候的基督徒贫穷怎么样带来喜乐。
But the question is more than just this particular trial. In fact, we can even ask, how is it to consider all trials, trials of various kinds, as James said, you know, as a joy?
那当然也不仅仅是这个试验，不仅仅是贫穷试验，我们一生还会有很多其他的试验。在我们面对其他的试验的时候，那么我们怎么样才能有大喜乐呢？
Isn't this response so unnatural to us?
那我们自然的反应又是什么呢？
I mean,
是喜乐吗？
What is the normal response when we face trials?
如果我们碰遇见试验，那么我们自然的反应又是什么呢？
Sadness.
是不是很痛苦？
Bitterness.
或者又觉得很受苦？
Anger.
或许有愤怒？
Perhaps even to a point where we doubt God.
或者我们就怀疑神。
So, for James to say, consider it's pure joy, it seems very unnatural.
这里雅各告诉我们要有大喜乐，这应该是我们基督徒的自然的反应。And
it certainly is not normal for us.
那么当然，这好像对我们很不自然。However, 但确实的,
if we understood the reason behind our trials,
如果我们知道我们试验后面的原因是什么,
if we understand what trials produces,
如果我们知道试验会产生什么,
then it may seem to be a bit easier for us to know why James would call us to consider it a pure joy.
如果我们知道这些，那么我们面对试验，也许我们就比较容易的带来喜乐。
If we understood trials as a means from God to teach us some lessons, perhaps instead of bitterness and anger, it is now possible for us to respond with joy.
如果我们知道这个试验是神给我们的，是让我们学习功课，那么我们也许面对这个试验，我们就会有喜乐。
Now, what is the reason behind our trials?
那么试验后面的原因就是。
Verses 2 to 3 say, For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
三节四节是什么呢？因为你知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们完全完备，毫无欠缺。
So the reason behind our trials is that God is using it to produce in us a kind of spiritual maturity and to make us stronger Christians in our faith.
神为什么试验我们？是要我们产生忍耐，让我们的信心得为成熟，我们就成为一个成熟的基督徒。
Now consider this simple example.
那下面一个简单的例子。
A marathon runner would train by putting himself under a vigorous training that are often a struggle, but he does this so that when the race comes, he's able to endure and to persevere and ultimately complete the race set before him.
现在一个简单例子，就是马拉松，他平常训练的时候很刻苦，他为什么要刻苦训练呢？就是因为等到跑的那一天，那他能够成功的完成这个长跑，马拉松跑。
Or consider an example from the Bible and the Old Testament. The Israelites in the Old Testament whom God had rescued them from the captivity of Egypt, believing God, but they were sent into the wilderness on their way to the promised land so that they could be tested in their faith and learn to conform to God's holiness.
在讲旧约中，犹太人，神把他们在埃及为奴之地拯救出来，但是带他们到旷野里很长很长时间。在那里他们被试炼。
So trials produces in us steadfastness, perseverance, but the end goal for all Christians is perfection and completeness, lacking in nothing.
那试炼在我们基督徒身上就是要带我产生忍耐，这个忍耐呢，我们成功了，我们就会完全完备，毫无欠缺。
Just as God is perfect and complete, He demands His people to be complete and whole and lacking in nothing.
神是完全的，神是成全完备的。那他的家人，他的儿女也应该是成全的，也是完备的，毫无缺陷的。
And of course, as sinful people, we understand that it's impossible for us to be perfect, to be complete in this world.
我们知道我们都是有罪之人，我们在这个世上是没有办法成全完备的。
That's why this idea of perfection comes when sin is no longer present in this world.
那这个完全，这个概念什么时候来呢？就是因为我罪如果在这个世上除去了，那我们就得完全。
But despite of this, this is definitely what God's law demands of His people, and we should strive towards it, not on our own accord, but simply by depending on the Spirit to guide us each day.
神的律法要求他的子民应该完全，那也许我们现在不完全，但是我们要依靠圣灵的引导，使得我们慢慢地走向完全。
God's demand for us is always perfection.
神要我们完全。
But we aren't able to do it.
但是我们没办法做到。
That's why we need to look and depend on one who is able to do it, one who is perfect in every way.
所以我们就要依靠一个是完全的、是全备的人来帮我们做这件事。
One in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
也就是耶稣基督，我们的救主。
Secondly, we talk about the need for wisdom.
第二点呢，就是对圣智慧，我们缺少智慧，我们要求智慧。
Now James goes on to say in verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him.
第五节经文这么说，你们中间若有缺少智慧，应当求那后赐予众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
The goal for trials is perfection, completeness, and lacking in nothing. But in order for one to turn these trials into death, the need for wisdom is vital.
我们知道试炼生忍耐，忍耐成功后，我们得完全权利，毫无欠缺。但是我们确实需要求智慧。
You know, God intends for all of us to count our trials as joy, so that we can learn to persevere and attain perfection and completeness. But not everyone will think that way.
主要我们在百般试炼中以为是大喜乐，因此我们就能够成全完备，毫无欠缺。但是不是所有的人都能够这么忍受，都能这么忍耐，都能这么看。
When trials comes, when difficulties comes, when suffering comes, not everyone will simply think of it as joy.
在试炼中，那确实是要受苦的，那不是所有人都认为这是喜乐的。
That's why only with wisdom we are able to think, to discern, and to trust God when trials comes.
只有有智慧，我们才能够分辨，当有试炼的时候，这有神的美意在。
And to count it as joy.
那我们才以为这是大喜乐。
Because God is teaching us, is testing us.
神在教导我们。
So, but the lack of wisdom may just lead us to fear and despair over our lives, and bitterness and anger towards God.
没有智慧的话，那我们就受苦，我们就发怨言，那我们就害怕，那就离神越来越远。
Therefore, James says, if anyone of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God.
所以雅各在教导我们，我们中间若有缺少智慧，就应该向神求。
True wisdom only comes from God.
真的智慧只能从神而来。
Not from our own ability to figure it out.
我们自己是不可能够得到真智慧的。
We are not wise enough to figure everything out.
我们并不是那么聪明，我们不可能知道所有的事。
We are not one who is able to know the past, present, and future.
我们不可能知道过去的历史、现在和未来。
But God knows.
但是神知道。
In Him, there's true wisdom.
在神里边有真的智慧。
That's why when the Lord asked King Solomon, "What do you want?"
当神问所罗门王你想要什么的时候
，Solomon didn't say, "I want to be more rich."
撒罗门王没有说我想更富有。
All he asked for was wisdom.
他所求的就是智慧。
And God granted to him, and he became the wisest person of his time.
神就给了他，他就是在那个时代最有智慧的。
Likewise for us, God knows that not all of us have the right wisdom. That's why he asks us to ask of him if we need wisdom.
同样的。在这个时代，我们不是每个人都有合适的智慧的。神也知道这一点，所以神要我们向他求智慧。
We can ask him because God is generous, and He gives generously to all without discrimination, nor without finding fault in us.
神要我们求，因为神是厚赐给众人的，他不会有什么偏见，他会给所有的，这样的求。
When we ask something of him, he will give it to us.
如果我们向他求，他就会给。
Now then James continues in verse 6 by saying, But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind.
雅各在第六节接着说，只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪， 被风吹动翻腾。
James clearly draws similar points from Jesus' words in Mark 11, verse 24. For Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours."
雅各这里是在借用马可福音十一章二十四节，是一个马可福音十一章二十四节是这么说的。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Doubt is opposite to belief and faith.
疑惑是信心的反面。
So when we come before God in prayer asking for wisdom, we need to learn to ask Him with faith.
我们在神的面前向神求智慧，那么我们就应该学到这个功课。我们求是凭着信心求。
We need to ask in faith, trusting and believing that God will answer us.
我们信靠主，主就会给我们。
One who asks and yet not believe that he will receive is none other than a double-minded person and unstable in many ways, according to verse 8.
如果你在神面前求，但是你心里又怀疑，那么你这就是心怀二意的人，就是像第八节说的。那么心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有平安。
One who seeks for God to help him and asks God to help him, but yet doubted, he is unsure, perhaps thinking that God is not capable, and that's why he is a double-minded person. He's unstable. He cannot make up his mind.
那如果一个人想在神那里求神帮助他，但是他又疑惑，他又心怀二意，那么这样他所行的道路上他是不会有定见的。
You know, certainly there are examples of people in the Bible that doubt it.
那我们知道在圣经中确实有人疑惑怀疑神。
But God still showed mercy and grace upon them.
但是神还是有怜悯，是有恩典。
We understand that as sinful people, we too can doubt God.
我们知道我们是有罪的人，我们或许也都怀疑过神。
That's why, thankfully, it is up to God's grace and not our own effort.
但是真是感谢神，我们这一切是靠神的恩典，不靠我们自己的行为。
But doubt is never a good thing.
但是疑惑确实不是一件好事情。
Doubt is always negative in God's mind.
在神那里，疑惑总是负面的。
And since God Himself never doubted when He answers our prayers, so we too must learn to ask without doubting.
神在回答我们的祷告的时候，从来没有疑惑。那么我们就要学习这个功课。我们向神祷告的时候，不应该有疑惑。
Remember earlier, just as God is complete and perfect, He demands that for His people as well.
因为神是成全的，是完备的，那么我们作为他的子民就应当是成全，是完备的。
So now when we ask of him, we know that he is one who never doubted when he answers us. Therefore we should learn not to doubt him.
现在我们就要向神求，因为神回答我们的时候没有疑惑的，我们就应该去向神求的时候不应当有疑惑。
However, I do want to emphasize that asking with faithdoes not constitute that we can ask, simply ask anything our selfish heart desires that is contrary to God's will.
这个我还想再强调一点，我们虽说向神求有信心求，但是不是说明我们想求什么，按照我们自己自私的意念向神求，神就会给我们。
Let's say if we need money, we ask God, help me to rob a bank, and I will ask in faith.
如果我们缺钱，我们向神祷告，我们很有信心说：“神啊，你帮我去抢个银行吧。”
You can be sure God is not going to answer that, even if you ask in faith and sincerity.
那神是不会回应你这个祷告的，不可能。
Because it contradicts His word.
这和神的教导是相违背的。
We're asking of that even in faith, but we're asking it out of our own sinful, selfish heart.
如果我们尽管我们很有信心，但是我们所求的是我们自私的心的话，这也是不可能，神不会回答。
God does not do anything that will dishonor his nature and law.
神不会做任何事情使他的律法和他的本性违背。
So as you see, even when we are asking God, we need wisdom to know what to ask God.
在向神求的时候，我们应该有智慧，我们应该知道向神求什么。
Thirdly, we're going to talk about an example of a trial. James does not just give you practical lessons, but he also gives you an example of a trial.
那下面呢，就是一个试验的例子。雅各不是空谈试炼是什么，而这里特别的给我们一个活生生的例子。
Verses 9 to 10 said, Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass he will pass away.
第九节第十节这么说的，卑微的弟兄身高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去。
The issue of poverty and wealth always poses a trial for Christians because a Christian brother who is poor will struggle to meet his needs, and while the one who is rich will struggle with the temptation and the usage of his wealth.
贫穷和富足，自古以来都是对我们基督徒的一个试炼，因为贫穷的弟兄肯定是为了钱的事，为了生活上要奔波，富足呢也要忍受这个富足的这些试探，怎么样花你这个钱。
Now James understands that God has specific purpose for his people who are both rich and poor, and certainly he's not condemning anyone.
神对不管是贫穷的还是富足的弟兄都有他的美意。不会因为你贫穷或者你富足，神就给你定罪。
Instead, he exhorts both the poor and the rich to live in ways that glorify and honor God.
神在鼓励，不管你是穷还是你是富，都要生活一个生活，那是为神带来荣耀的生活。
Clearly, the world sees the rich and the poor in different ways.
当然，这个世界看贫穷和看富足是不一样。
Clearly, the world sees people with different social status in ways that is not different from what God sees.
你贫穷，你富足，人就给你在这个社会上给你定位了。
Someone who is rich and famous are someone we ought to emulate and look to.
在这个世上，如果你很有钱，你很有名，大家都羡慕你，都想学你。
And someone who is a beggar, who is poor, who is in need, who is always asking for money, is someone that we should not associate or consider talking to at all.
如果你贫穷，你老是讨钱，你是乞讨的，那么没有人愿意跟你在一起，没有人愿意成为你的朋友。
Isn't that what the world teaches?
在这个世上，这个世界就是在教导我们的。
Perhaps there's even a warning here that is this what we're teaching our own children too?
这还有一个问题，我们现在教导我们的孩子是不是这样的？
You see, in God's eyes, whether you're rich or poor, whatever social status you are, all are equal in God's eyes.
在神的眼里，不管你是贫穷还是你富足，你都是平等的。
All deserves punishment and death in the first place.
我们都应该受神的审判。
You know, all are equal in His eyes. There's no class.For him.
在神的眼里，我们都是平等的，我们没有级别。
And this is why James said to the poor to ignore how the world views them insignificantly and take pride in their high position in God's eyes.
这就是雅各为什么对穷人这么说，你应该喜乐，因为你在神的眼里你是甚高的。
If the world sees them as scum of the earth, in God's eyes, He sees them as treasure, possession of His.
这个世上的人可能认为他们是渣子，但是在神的眼里，他是宝贝。
James repeated this point again later in chapter 2, verse 5. He said, Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which He has promised to those who love Him?
这也是 雅各在第二章第五节，如果你看雅各书第二章第五节，这么样教导我们：我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的穷人、贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许那些爱他之人的国度？
God loves and cares for those who are poor, but He also does not ignore the rich.
神确实是爱世上的贫穷人，但是呢？富足人他也不说他不劝过。
And we know there are rich Christians all over the world within the church at that time.
我们知道，确实有富足的基督徒，在那个时候也有富足的基督徒。
But James writes to warn these rich Christians.
但是雅各在这里写信警告他们。
He writes more to warn the rich Christians because he knows that the temptation for those who are rich are far greater.
他写信警告他们，因为他们所受的试炼更大。
He tells them not to take pride in their riches.
教导他们在他的富足里面，他们不要傲慢。
Now God has blessed them with wealth, and therefore they must learn to humble themselves before God, because eventually they will pass away like the flowers of the grass, and their wealth will be no more.
神给了他们富足，他们就应该。谦卑，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。
Now the warning for the rich does not stop here. For James continues to elaborate his point in verse 11. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass; its flowers falls and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits.
雅各对富足的警告没有停在这里。在十一节他继续说，太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消蒙了。那些富足的人在他所行的事上也是这样衰残。
James is showing the rich Christians that whatever they have is only temporary.
雅各在教导那些富足的人，不管你有什么都是短暂。
It does not last.
不是长久。
It has been given to them as a blessing from God. But certainly, it is not something that they should hold on to with their dear life.
神，这些都是神赐给的，这不是他们所应要把他们生命都要献上，要保护这些财富的。
So we see here that Christians should never place too much significance to the success and wealth of this world. For like everyone else, they will all one day die and appear before the Lord.
所以作为基督徒，我们对这个世上的财富不要那么样的看重，因为所有的人都要到神面前交账。
What is far greater here for the rich and the poor is to seek a spiritual identity, one that values God more.
对所有的人，一个很重要的就是我们在属灵上面有一个追求，就是想认更好的认识神，更好的追求神。
And what does this look like?
那么这又是怎么说呢?
On the one hand, for those who are poor, we should never think that we are less significant in the eyes of others and become bitter and feel sorry for ourselves because God knows our situation.
如果我们贫穷，我们就不应该对神有苦读，因为我们知道这神给我们赐福，我们和其他人一样。
But for the rich, never take your possession and your wealth as a means of boasting in your own self.
如果你富足，就不应该把你的富足当成一个炫耀。
Simply to humble yourselves.
你应该谦卑。
Finally, we talk about the last point, the blessing that comes from trials.
那最后就是在这试炼里面。有什么样的福分?
In verse 12, James said, Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him.
第十二节是这么说的,忍受试探的人是有福的,因为他经过试验以后,必得生命的冠冕,这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
In the beginning, James exhorts us to count our trials as joy because it produces steadfastness, perseverance that leads to perfection and completeness. But now, he promised that those who persevere under trial will ultimately gain a reward from God.
今天经文开始啊，雅各在勉励我们，如果我们啊落在试验中，我们应该以为大喜乐，因为人试验会带来忍耐，成功以后给我们成全完备，毫无欠缺。现在他也在给我们指出，我们经过试验以后要得到什么，就是那生命的冠冕。
What is this reward?
那么这个奖励是什么呢
？It is the crown of life，
就是生命的冠冕。
You know, in Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, John also wrote something similar to this. For he said, "Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life."
在启示录二章十节，约翰写了一段经文，跟这很相似，这么说的，在启示录的二章十节，你们将要受的苦，你不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们受试炼，你们必受患难十日，你们务要至死忠心，我就赐给你。
You know, trials comes in different way, different forms and different ways, whether it's poverty, illness, death, or even persecution. And what James and John both expresses are very similar. For whatever the circumstances may be, Christians are called to persevere and be faithful to God, even to the point of death. But knowing that our trials does not end in vain,We do not suffer in vain because of the crown that God will bestow upon those who endure to the end.
试验有很多种啊，比如说贫穷、疾病，甚至死亡，还有被迫害。但是雅各和约翰在这里讲的是很相近的，就不管这些试验是什么，我们基督徒都应该有信心。中心为主，至死也要知道我们的试炼不是突然的，因为神会给我们这个生命的冠冕。
Of course, we should not think that our motivation for trials in this life is simply waiting for the reward of God.
在这个世上，我们受试炼是因为我们要得什么奖赏吗
？But the fact that God promised to reward those who suffers under trials shows that he cares for them.
但是神确实是很眷顾我们这些在受试炼的人。
So the crown of life is given to us so that we can keep our eyes on what is ahead of us, what is of intrinsic value, a heavenly reward that includes eternal life and all the blessings out there.
这生命冠冕就使得我们有目标，我们眼睛在看着未来的事，就是我们永生的盼望。
We do not receive the crown of life on this earth.
在这个世上，我们是不会得到生命的冠冕。
It is what is waiting for us when we meet God face to face.
这个生命的冠冕是在我们和主见面的时候，神会赐给我们。
So in light of all of this, you know, we can be comforted.By these words of encouragement from James.
我们知道了这些，这个雅各的话语对我们就很有安慰。
None of us are trial-free, meaning none of us can say that we will never go through some kinds of trials.
我们没有人说我们没有试炼，我们的生命中都会有试炼。
You may not be going through a trial right now, but you will eventually in your life.
或许你现在还没有被试炼，但是在你的生命中很快会有试炼。
Because God intends to put trials in our lives for the purpose of teaching us lessons to make us better Christians. Christians that learn to conform to God's likeness.
神要我们受试炼，是要我们学功课，要我们成为一个成熟的基督徒。
Our Christian lives are dependent upon trials to help us grow maturely in our faith.
我们基督徒的生命是靠试炼所生成的。
And it also,
在试炼中，我们的信心得坚固。
And it also teaches us to be more dependent on God to help us to go through it.
也在教导我们，不管受到什么试炼，我们都要信靠主。
God did not save you to make you an independent Christian.
神拯救我们，不是让我们作为一个独立的基督徒。
One who has the power and the capability to do whatever he wants now.
或者给我们啊力量，我们自己想做什么就可以成就。
God saved you so that you will know that you are not capable of doing anything without him.
神拯救我们是让我们认识到，我们不管做什么事，如果没有神的帮助，我们是不可能做的。
So when we do face trials, remember James's words, count it as joy and ask God for wisdom to help us go through it so that we can persevere and ultimately receive the reward of eternal life that God had promised for us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在我们受试炼的时候，我们要记住雅各的话，我们都要以为成为大喜。
This is God's promise for all Christians.
这是神对我们的安慰和应许。
But if you do not believe in Jesus,
但是如果你不相信耶稣的话，
if you have not put your faith in Jesus,
如果你不信靠耶稣基督的话，
certainly this promise is not for you.
那这个应许跟你来说没有意义。
Certainly you will be on your own when you face trials.
那你在受试炼的时候，你就只有自己单独的应对了。
And you wouldn't even be able to consider it as joy.
当然，你也不会认为它是喜乐。
That's why I urge you, for those who have not put their faith in Christ, to consider the implications of this.
我在向那些还没有信靠耶稣基督的人讲，求你把你的信心放在耶稣基督上。
And to recognize what Jesus has done for his people.
认识耶稣基督为你所做的事。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your word.
三天父，感谢你，感谢你的话语。
We pray and ask that you would continue to teach us from your word and never stop teaching us from your word.
我向你求神祷告，求你的话语教导我们，向我们说话。
We pray that we would learn from your words to know how to live our lives as Christians.
主啊，就求你把你的话语向我们显明，我们生命中都有你的话语的话。
And for those who have not put their faith in you, I pray that the word of God may convict their lives to give up their own sin and to trust Jesus.
那些还没信主的，主啊，就求你照亮他们，让他们把他们的信心放在耶稣基督的身上。
So we thank you and commit all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.